The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Are you ready to talk today, Pat?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right, good. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21, most recently for 2010 and 2011. During the week, please
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings, search the MLS, listen to archive radio shows, or check out our realtor videos by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. For a second week in a row, we have Jim Harity, regional manager with Sites Brothers Pest Management Professionals. Good morning again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
How are you today?
I am awesome.
Okay, great. We're looking forward to another great discussion with you. Last week, we were talking about all the different things that you find when you go do a property inspection for a homeowner, whether it's somebody that's selling a house or just wants to know what's going on. Do you find that people call you just to see if they have any problems?
I get it every year.
Okay.
Every single year, termite season, the commercials start going, radio spots, different things like that. People will call, I just want to check to see if I have termites.
So, good.
You know, we do give free estimates, go out inspections to make sure. And there are some insurance plans out there as well. If you don't have termites, we offer an insurance plan. It's kind of a roll of the dice. If you don't have termites, you can get on this insurance plan, pay a yearly fee, and if you get termites, we treat it at no additional cost.
Jim, you've been doing this 16 years, and Sites Brothers as a company has been in business since 1975.
Yes.
Okay, so you know your stuff, and when you go out and you're inspecting properties, we covered it last week, what you're looking for, different, you can do these inspections 12 months a year, and it doesn't have to be during these insects' active time, which is usually in the springtime.
Yes.
Okay.
Spring, summer, fall.
Okay. And then you...
And some winter.
You do treat.
Yes.
All year round.
365 days a year.
Okay. There's a lot of myths out there regarding termite infestation, carpenter ants, and powder post beetles, that you can only see them during certain times of the year, so on and so forth, or that you can only treat at certain times of the year. So I like to get that out of the way. Now, last week when we were talking about termites, I did want to ask you, inside of a home, if there's a home out there that has a dirt basement and the homeowner has chosen to put wood planks over the dirt so that when they travel through their basement and they go upstairs, they're not tracking mud through their house. Is this a good or bad idea?
Jackie, I grew up in the coal regions and I've been in basements throughout Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Kingston, you name it. And I see this 8 out of every 10 in-town homes that I go to. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
These planks, these crates, they need to be picked up. It is filet mignon for termites. It's a perfect situation. You got a damp basement. You got wood in direct contact with the ground. You're inviting things into your basement.
I agree. So what are the other options?
Other options would be stone, vapor barrier of some sort, which I would definitely recommend. Throughout any basement to dry it out. Dehumidifiers work very well. There's some of the things that you can do down in that basement to take away that moisture.
So get the wood out.
Please.
Yes. It's just, you're just begging for trouble.
Please. Yes.
Okay. What are some of the things on the outside that people can be mindful of? Maybe, you know, they live in these situations, they're not seeing what you see, like railroad ties and
mulch. Survey says yes. I mean, these are all different things that you would name around the outside of the house. mulch, siding below grade, railroad ties.
How about firewood right next to the house? Isn't that a good one?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people do that.
Right, yeah. Next to, well, they don't want to go far for the wood. They only want to open the door and pick it in, especially in the cold.
It's cold in February.
It's cold.
Yeah. But that firewood in direct contact with the ground, yes, that's a haven for termites. I normally say at least 10 feet away from the house. If you are going to burn wood, make sure it's up off the ground. And a lot of times I get asked or told from a homeowner, just go ahead and spray that firewood. Well, no, we can't do that because you're going to end up burning that firewood.
It. Yes. Right. Okay.
So they are most of the big no-nos on the outside. Gutters, downspouts, that's a big one. Your gutters and downspouts draining right next to your foundation. You know, that's making that soil wet. Perfect place for ants, springtails, all different kinds of different pests.
Okay. Now, if someone finds termites, carpenter ants, or any of these critters in an outside, say, garage, shed, wherever, but they're not found in the house, if you treat that shed, garage, is it likely that those termites will then travel to the house?
Is it likely? No. Years ago, yes. And I think we explained this earlier off the air, but when we used to treat homes, we used to treat, say, a home in the middle of a row, and then the next year the two homes next to that would have termites because they were repellents. They would repel termites away from the house. Last week's show, we talked about non-repellents, how termites can't tell that it's there. So if it's in an outside garage, outside structure, we can control termites around that outside structure just by using non-repellents, and we won't infest the house.
Good, because there's a lot of people think that's the case.
Right, you're going to drive them away from one building to the other.
Yes, but what I would recommend is get a yearly inspection on that house to make sure that there's not a separate colony that is feeding off that house.
So what happens if you treat a structure, whatever it is, a home, a garage, a shed, and you find that you have them a year or two later again, or they come back? What happens?
That actually should not happen with the way that materials are today.
Okay.
The non-repellents in tests, they've shown that they're in the ground, they're working, and it can be anywhere from 1 to 13 years. But what we do is we offer a renewable agreement, where we come out once a year, inspect, make sure that there's no new tubes, no new damage, and if there is, we take care of it at no cost because it's normally around 10% of the original cost of the job. So about $150 to $200.
So you do offer a warranty of your work?
All work comes warranty. Work has to have a warranty, especially for a real estate situation. If you're buying or selling, it has to have some kind of warranty on it.
Okay, good.
Your average warranties would normally be anywhere for termites 1 year to carpenter ants would have like a 90-day. You should see anywhere from a 45 to a 90-day warranty.
Okay, good. Now, we started the show, we talked about how people do call you without a problem, just to say, come on out, look and see what we have here, if there are any problems. And then what do you suggest in terms of preventative?
Your preventative measures are going to be eliminate the moisture. Like we said earlier, dehumidifiers down the basements. If you have crawl spaces, I call it the old Pocono method. More vents, the better in a crawl space. That's actually false. You want to seal up those crawl spaces. You want to insulate those walls. You want to put vapor barriers in those crawl spaces and dehumidify that space. It makes it a cleaner, healthier space for you. Plus, you have to remember, more than half that air that's coming from that crawl space, you're breathing on your main level. So you really want to take care of that crawl space.
So can you inspect areas that have spray foam insulation?
Spray foam insulation is a big one, and I double document myself on this one, because yes, we could poke into it, but we can't see what's going on behind there. So a lot of times I will put on my report that there's a spot on there that says insulation. I'll also put it in my additional comments that says limited visual access due to spray foam insulation. It's a killer. It's tough for me to see behind it.
So your spray foam insulation is actually a good thing because you're sealing your house. But if it's not done properly and it wasn't sealed correctly, there could be problems behind it that the property owner wouldn't know about because you can't see behind it.
I'll tell you, Jackie, 16 years of doing this, I think my favorite method in a crawl space would be that spray foam insulation on the walls. Not so much the wood. I think I like that on the walls to insulate the walls. You want to stop that cold where the cold comes in. And I think you just, I heard one of your shows with an energy specialist, and I think he would actually tell you the same thing. Stop the cold where the cold comes in.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you were listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Jim Harity, Regional Manager with Sites Brothers Pest Management Professionals. How do we get in touch with you, sir?
You could find us on the web, www.sitesbrothers, S-E-I-T-Z, brothers spelled out, .com. You can find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, or call toll-free 888-467-1008.
And you're known as the Bug Man.
Known as the Bug Man.
All right.
I've been called worse.
All right. So tell me, is there a lot of call for green treatments in terms of termites, carpentry, and so on and so forth?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It's one of those things, everybody wants to be green, and we've taken steps as a company to be green. We actually just recently, starting in January, we went paperless. Our guys now have handhelds and stuff like that to go green, and we're making a real effort to go green. Green in the pest control field is tough because there's two different types of service. There's a traditional, which is normally less money than green. And the reason being is with green, there's more treatments. So when there was a survey done two years ago that said, if somebody offered green services, would you be interested? And I think 90% of people said, yes, I want to be green.
Until they found out it cost more, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But green services, yes, we do have green services. And a lot of our green services are peppermint oils, cedar oil, heat. Heat is a big one now. Powder post beetles. We're killing powder post beetles in crawl spaces with heat. We're pumping heat into their crawl spaces. It's the same heat systems that we use now for bed bugs, which is a huge thing throughout our industry.
I'm sure they
are.
And
we're going to talk about them.
Yeah, so are these treatments effective? Peppermint oil, cedar oils, heat?
Yes, heat's very effective. Heat's very effective because you're drying out that wood.
Can you give a warranty on these treatments?
We do offer a warranty on those treatments. The peppermint oil, if we use peppermint oil to kill carpenter bees, it works pretty well. Not as good as our traditional methods, but sometimes it takes two treatments. Cedar oils, very sticky, and they stink to high heavens. I mean, you would think peppermint oil, oh, it smells good. No, it's overbearing peppermint.
So I was told years ago that if you have gophers, you put peppermint oil on a cotton ball and you drop it in the hole and they won't go back to that hole. Is that true?
I've actually heard that. I talked to a game commission officer a couple of years ago and he told me the same thing. He also told me cayenne pepper on the outside of a bleach rubber glove. I don't know how good that works.
You've never tried it?
I heard the peppermint oil from a couple of people, you know, who had gophers, and they said it worked.
Before we go to break, I wanted to review the latest Century 21 real estate survey conducted by Harris Interactive. It's a spring home buying survey, and the results are U.S. adults who are currently renting feel more affected by today's housing market conditions. Of non-homeowners, 82% indicated they do plan to purchase a home at some point, which is in line with the New York Times and a CBS News poll from June 2011. In which 89% of Americans said homeownership is an important part of the American dream. In fact, non-homeowners are willing to make sacrifices for the chance to purchase their dream home. Half, that's 50% of the non-homeowners surveyed, said they would cut back on dining out, 49% they would cut back on shopping for non-essentials, and 47% said they would give up luxuries in order to be financially able to purchase their dream home. So home ownership is still a big part of the American dream. It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gray Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Fell Realtor.
I'm Pat Devaney.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And our special guest, Jim Harrity, Regional Manager with Sites Brothers Pest Management Professionals. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For the second week in a row, we're having a great discussion with you today. Before the break, we were talking about preventative methods in the home, outside the home, to avoid having any problems with any termites, carpenter ants, powder post beetles, etc. And I think we talked about that in great length. And green treatments, there is a call for it.
Yes, there is.
Okay, good. And you provide.
Yes.
All right. Now, what about, you did mention on the first half, bed bugs.
Oh, bed bugs.
Hardest pressing issue in our industry today.
It replaced the cockroach.
Yes. You would pick up the Scranton Times or the Citizen's Voice or whatever paper we read, and 10 years ago, we would be reading about roach infestations, and now all it is bed bugs, bed bugs, bed bugs.
Right.
And it's not just here. I mean, the big T, Terminix, just did a study on bed bugs, and they just ranked Philadelphia the number one city in America for bed bugs.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to Philly. Thank you.
Well, the big cities do have them.
Yes, and our small cities have them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're throughout our region.
Yes, they are. They're throughout this region.
What does a bed bug look like?
The best way for me to describe it is, take a tick, like a flattened tick, almost the size of an apple seed, reddish, blackish to brown, rusty maybe. If they're found in or around the bed, there's a good chance that it's probably a bed bug.
Oh boy. Somebody said, told me it looks like a grain of rice.
About the size of a grain of rice. Yeah. That's a good analogy. Not whitish in color though.
No.
Wherever we go, we have sprays that we bring, and that's the first thing before I start unpacking, that's the first thing we do.
Take the stuff off the bed, and we pick the bed up, and we start looking around for little black things or little blood splotches.
There you go. Good. You're trained well. I mean, the problem now, you know, where we are today in 2012 is awareness. There is no public awareness on bed bugs at all. And us as an industry, we are trying like heck to get out in front of people and make them aware of their surroundings and of bed bugs.
Where are they coming from?
Well, that's another great question. In 1999, I did my first bed bug treatment. It was in Schuylkill County. I didn't see them again until about 2005. And we started seeing them come up the 81 corridor. Pine Grove was starting to have a problem. Hazleton, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. And then all of a sudden, where we are today is, you know, that whole corridor is loaded with bed bugs. Where they're coming from is furniture donations. And I'm not saying that Salvation Army, Goodwills, they have great proactive measures in place. If somebody's throwing out a bed bug infested bed, they put it outside, that bed is missing right off the streets. You know, people are taking used bed bug infested items and taking them home and infesting other people's homes. Our schools even
have. So it's spreading
have.
Like wildfire.
Yeah. I mean, you just saw a couple months ago, our schools just shut down. In Wyoming area, there was a problem.
Mm-hmm. I heard Howard Stern a year ago or so had it in his limo. He had it in his office. He had him in his limo. He had him in his house. And this guy's got a lot of money.
Yeah. My favorite one is The New York City 311 call center. You're a New Yorker.
No, how could you tell?
311 call center is where you call if you to place complaints.
Correct.
So if you have bed bugs, you would call the 311 call center. Well, their call center actually had bed bugs this January.
So you can get them in the theaters?
Trains, theaters, airplanes, you name it. Just, you know, going anywhere. You could, they're the ultimate hitchhiker.
On the plane, they'll just stick to your clothes and you're in trouble.
They'll get into bags, and that's normally when people are calling us with a bed bug problem. It's already probably about a month long that they've had bed bugs.
What's the first thing? They start getting bites on them?
Yeah, normally it's the bites. They'll start out by saying something's biting me, and then once it persists for maybe a week or two, and then they'll start finding blood spots. They'll maybe go online, do some research. That's when they call us. So it's normally about 30, 45 days until we actually get out there to see them.
So then actually the chances of you coming out and doing something about it at this time, it's a little harder for you maybe because they've been there for a while and maybe...
Yes and no. Probably, you know, 6-7 years ago, the only methods out there to do bed bugs were chemical methods, which are documented to be unreliable. You know, they do work, but sometimes they could actually build the resistance to different materials. There's many different treatments out there. There's people that are using steam to kill them. They're freezing them. They're getting below negative 45, but you actually have to hit the bug in order to kill it.
Oh, God.
We actually specialize in heat treatments. So what we do is we pump heat into people's homes. So we'll actually bring the ambient air inside the home, which is 70 degrees normally, and you bring it up to 135 degrees. Once you hit that 135 degree mark, you hold that heat for 2 to 4 hours, and that will kill all stages of that bed bug.
Everything.
Eggs.
Everything. Eggs. All 5 instars of the bed bug, it will kill it start to finish. But you have to be careful because heat, there is no residual. There's no quote unquote chemical, something that's going to keep killing. So you do have to do some chemical methods to the cracks, crevices, wall voids, different things like that.
One treatment and then these chemical treatments is enough, or do you have to keep coming back?
My rule of thumb is I like to see a pre-treatment where we actually treat all the outlets throughout the home.
Uh-huh.
or hotel, motel, whatever. Heat, and then come back 5 to 7 days later and then do another material treatment. I would like to see somebody go 60 to 90 days with no bugs. I don't want to see any bugs or no bites.
Okay.
And you get hotels too? You do hotels?
Hotels, motels, single family residence, housing authorities, you name it.
You've done businesses too?
Business, yes.
Oh my goodness.
High-end chains.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your treatment is effective.
It is.
So you've had success.
Yes, there's no silver bullet out there. And I'm not saying that my treatment is the best. There is no silver bullet. But right now, the treatment that we're providing, and we're providing this for other pest control companies throughout Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, it's very effective for them as well.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Jim Harity, Regional Manager with Sites Brothers, Pest Management Professionals. They've been in business since 1975, and you've been doing this 16 years.
16 years.
Okay, great. Now, bed bugs. You have an effective, successful way of treating them.
Yes.
Do you provide a warranty?
We do provide a warranty with that treatment only, with that heat chemical treatment. And normally that treatment is 30 days. And the reason why just a short window is because you could bring them right back in. You really have to, once you get bed bugs, you really have to change the way that you do things every day. The way that you travel. I've done so many pharmaceutical reps or people that are on the road all the time, in the air, hotel to hotel. And it really changes the way that those people do business, you know, because now, even myself, I go from seminar to seminar. I'll be doing seminars all through the wintertime too. I'm staying in hotels at least once a week. When I walk into a hotel room, my luggage goes right into the bathtub because I know that bed bug can't climb up that side of the bathtub. I go, I do my inspection, check out the bed. What I do is I'll take the sheets, move them in. I'll look towards the headboard, make sure that there's no specks. And when I say specks, what you're looking for is you're looking for if somebody took ground pepper, black pepper, wet it and stuck it to the bed. If you see that, I would probably check out or ask for a new room.
Now, if these people have it in their house, in their home, do you recommend getting rid of the couch, the mattress?
No. Don't do that. That's a number one thing that people actually do. As soon as they know that they have a bed bug problem, they start chucking things. They'll take it right out and put it on the sidewalk, wherever. Wait until after it's treated. Wait until after it's treated if you are going to do that. Plus, people aren't very graceful. I know the way that I move things. I'm banging in the things. You can actually take bugs. You can, if you hit into a wall, bugs could fall off.
Spread some
eggs. You can make a bed bug problem even worse. You okay over there, Jackie? You're itching.
Not one of my favorite topics. No. It's very interesting. Don't get me wrong. Where do they live? Do they live in the mattress? Do they live in the couch? Do they live?
Awesome
in...
question. Okay. And when this came out, when bed bugs really started becoming an issue, there was a couple of universities that really took the bull by the horns and did a lot of the studies on this. Number one is the University of Kentucky, Rutgers, Penn State did a lot of studies on them. There's a gentleman out there, Steve Jacobs, that's doing a fantastic job with bed bugs. But 70% are found on the mattress and box spring.
Right.
30% are found elsewhere.
Okay.
So that 30% can be found in a chair, nightstand, closet.
Carpeting?
Behind carpeting, behind baseboards, you name it. If you bring bed bugs home from a hotel, it's going to be where you put your luggage. You know, your luggage goes into a closet. So that infestation started in your closet, but now they're into the bed. So your hotspot isn't necessarily the mattress. It's normally the box spring.
Now, are people taking these into their cars?
Yes. Just treated 4 cars the other day.
So if I have them in my house, I probably have them in my car?
Well, this problem was they actually had them in the car because they went from an infested house, moving the child back to college, infested the cars as well.
Oof.
Holy cow.
So if I leave the car parked in the sun in the middle of a 90 degree.
Awesome. That's actually what I recommend a lot of times is because our car dashes are about 185 degrees in a hot summer day. So you could turn that heat on, run the fans in there, keep the heat on, and a 90 degree day, you're probably pushing 170 degrees.
Yeah, it was 170 in my car the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, and we had another great discussion with you. And I have to ask you, if you are able to, please come back with us next week. Would you
I will.
This be so
is,
kind?
Yeah, this is great. I love doing this.
Well, there's a lot to talk about in the insect world, and you're the guy to talk to because you have a ton of information, great information. Before we close, would you please, Pat, review a listing?
Yes, I have a 3-unit. It has a 1-bedroom apartment, a 2-bedroom apartment, and a 3-bedroom apartment. It's located at 1602 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton for $249,000. This home has lots and lots of updates. It has new kitchens. They're actually very beautiful kitchens and new with tile floors and granite countertops. The bathrooms are new and they're tiled. It has a new roof, new windows. It has off-street parking. It has hardwood floors and tiled floors and pocket doors. This home, it's really a very nice home. And it's really worth taking a look at. That's 1602 Wyoming Avenue, a 3-unit in Scranton for $249,000. And it's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
My tip today is, even though your ice cube tray is constantly being run underwater, it can still be one of the smelliest gadgets in your kitchen. Because the tray is being exposed to all different types of food in your freezer, it easily absorbs nasty odors that can cause your ice cubes to taste funny. That happens to us.
Yeah, we got some funky tasting ice cubes.
Well, I just followed this simple cleaning tip, and this is from stylist.com. 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1/2 cup of warm water, pour that solution into your tray. You'll want to make sure you scrub each cube section with the solution and a washcloth. Lastly, run the tray under warm water until the baking soda solution is no longer visible. And if you notice a lime buildup on your trays, use white vinegar instead of baking soda. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, give us an email at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.